Sports Flash right now.
From the 1250 AM, the Fan Sports Update Studio, I'm Ryan Horvath, first on the Fan. The Badgers return to action tonight. They officially begin the season. They're ranked 14th in the country. They'll host Illinois, home of Kirk Kittner, Roger Powell, and Dee Brown. Kickoff tonight scheduled for 7 p.m. on the Big Ten Network. Wisconsin favored by 19.5 points. They'll be led out on the field by Graham Mertz, 6-foot, 175-pound quarterback. No, I'm kidding. I don't know how big he is. Big Ten will determine whether to cancel games this year based on COVID-19 testing positivity rates within a team, and if a game can't be played, it'll be deemed a no contest, the conference announced on Thursday, which means in order to compete in the Big Ten championship game this season, a team must play at least 6 games according to conference tiebreaker rules that were also released last night. World Series Game 3 on tap tonight, 7 p.m., with the Dodgers and the Rays tied at 1 game apiece. Walker Buehler gets the ball for the Dodgers, while Charlie Morton gets the start for the Tampa Bay Rays. The Packers now just 2 days away from taking on the Houston Texans. Kickoff is at noon. We'll have post-game coverage here on The Fan with the big unit Bill Michaels, as well as former Packer and Badger, now co-host of the Wendy's Big Show, Gary Ellerson. Week 7 kicked off last night with the Eagles. They rally past the Giants 22-21. Carson Wentz, a big night, 359 yards through the air, 2 touchdown passes. The update brought to you by Toro Snowblowers. For Grizzly winters, you need a Toro Snowblower Power Max. It's a beast on snow, and if you act now, you get up to $100 off on select top Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now and win winner with the Toro. Coming up, we got a commercial-free hour. We'll give some NFL picks, play a round of trivia, and then head home for the weekend where I'll sleep past 3:30 a.m. on a Saturday morning.
Everybody.
What is with the clapping?
It's just a weird, wacky Friday.
Hey!
A little bit of rain, a little bit of snow.
Time to make some money. I think I only missed 2 last week. So if you parlayed all my picks, you're 1-1.
It's the 9 o'clock hour on Friday, which means we have checked out, a.k.a. we saved our best content for last.
Actually, this is like my favorite hour of the week. This is like what I actually prepare for. I got notes on all the games. I've placed all my bets. Actually, yeah, there you go. Let me pull up my own bets so I don't. What I hate is there's like touts out there and they give you these picks.
Do you remember Tout?
No, who's Tout?
Tout was the video service
that WWE tried. Yeah. That was stupid. So I actually give out my picks that I've already placed wagers on.
Oh, good. And then I just randomly pick the game. And I always used to keep track, and used to write a column every week. And
we should start today keeping track of these bets, our picks.
You do it, though.
Fine.
I don't want to.
I need a piece. You know what? I don't want it. I actually don't either. I don't even want to.
I used to go back and listen and then re-keep track of the
so
picks.
So I got this.
I don't want to.
I got this action.
There's too much. There's two other. Too many other things on radio.com for me to listen to today than my own show.
So I actually do track my picks, and like I'm a professional gambler. I don't want to toot my own horn, but in the last 30 days, this is all documented. You guys could follow me on the Action Network at Ryan Horvath. The last 30 days have been bad for me. 97, 61, and 5. I'm up $2,568.40 just this month.
Wow.
Yeah, I actually didn't realize it was that good because I thought I was getting killed because I actually had to pay out 2 weeks ago. So far, all time, and this is all labeled. I'll screenshot this if you guys don't believe me. NBA picks, I hit 65%. NCAA football, 61%. NCAA basketball, 65%. Baseball, 62%. NFL, only 55%. And then La Liga, I'm 6-2.
So why don't you have your own gambling show on radio.com?
Why don't I have my own radio show on the station I've been at for 4 years? I do, you smart ass. It's on at 5 a.m. In Slovenia, I'm on at 7 p.m. So my people back home get to hear me, which is good because they don't want to wake up at 5 a.m.
So we'll go through the games. Horvath has taken a lot of detailed notes.
I just got to follow on.
I come up with a fun fact on the fly, actually. I do not take any notes for this segment whatsoever. Great. I don't even know what the spread is. I depend on Horvat for that as well.
Yeah.
Basically, I just set up the game and then toss it to you.
Yeah.
As the role of the, I guess, point man here in this segment. So we'll start with the first game of the week, at least. Well, last night was. Who cares? I'll just say the game. Lions at the Falcons. Lions are 2-3. Atlanta is 1-5. Land Clark is the referee, not to be confused with Land Shark the beer.
Or one of my favorite Saturday Night. I used to like Land Shark. All right, so this line is weird. It's tricky. It opened up with Atlanta as 3-point favorites. A lot of money, both sharp and public, coming in on the Detroit Lions. The line has now moved to 2.5, and I am going to go against the numbers on this one, because if you play the numbers, I'm telling you guys the smart picks to make. Detroit is 4-12 against the spread in their last 16 games, which is not great. They're 2-4 against the spread in their last 6 games played in October. Meanwhile, Atlanta is 5-0 against the spread in their last 5 games against the Detroit Lions. I don't care. I think that we're overhyping Atlanta because the offense looked good last week in their first game without Dan Quinn. I think Detroit is going to win this ball game by a field goal, or at least cover, I should say. So I'm going to take the Lions, actually, on this one. +3 is what I got it at.
I am actually going to take Atlanta. I am buying into what I saw last week.
And
a little bit of a resurgence.
Okay.
And they've got their interim coach, Raheem Morris. I think that put a shot in their arm, and I think that they do have talent, and they've got more talent than Detroit does.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take the Atlanta Falcons. Fun fact, Matthew Stafford went to high school at Highland Park High in Dallas, Texas, with World Series Game 1 starter Clayton Kershaw.
Really?
Yeah.
Hashtag people do forget that.
Even funner fact, Matthew Stafford, his real name is John Matthew Stafford.
Which is really weird because I got a cousin and his name is John Matthew, but we call him Matt too.
Interesting.
Yeah.
My first name is actually Ezekiel. I'm Ezekiel Bart Winkler.
Yeah, my last name is actually Horvat, but for some reason, even Big Voice Guy calls me Horvat.
The Browns at the Bengals. This is a good one, the Battle for Ohio.
I can't believe how excited I am for a Browns-Bengals game, to be quite honest with you.
Well, it's presumably Baker Mayfield. He's been questionable.
Got a banged-up shoulder. The way his arm's hanging right now, that don't look good.
I just got a text from Amy. She says, can you ask Horvat if I should trade Cam Newton or Herbert? I have 3 QBs.
I would hold on to, I'd actually hold on to both.
Who's
of those
your
guys.
Other one, Amy?
Yeah, I would hold on to Justin Herbert for sure. I would keep both of those guys, to be quite honest. Maybe whoever your third one is, unless it's Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, I'd probably trade the third one, whoever it is.
And why is she asking me to ask you?
Well, I don't
know. Why didn't she ask me to ask me?
Well, you just kind of, you didn't really give yourself a ringing endorsement when you said, I don't do any research.
For this, I don't have to do research because I watch every game. I'm super knowledgeable. I'm fun, entertaining, and wacky.
Hold on to Cam Newton, especially when you play against a bad rush defense, because he could give you the
actually,
rushing
fantasy
yardage.
Fantasy-wise, I like Herbert better.
Yeah. I mean, I choose him by the week, though. I mean, if Herbert's going against a terrible, you know, pass defense, then I'm going to play Herbert. But if Cam's going up against the Dolphins. I mean, that's a bad example. They're 3-3. You get my point. I like to play the matchups.
This matchup, Browns-Bengals, yeah. What do you got for a line?
So I'm going to hammer the Browns. They're 3-point favorites on the road. It opened up at 3.5, so money actually coming in on Cincinnati. But I'll use my numbers here. The favorite in this series between Cleveland and Cincinnati, whoever is favored, is 8-3 against the spread in their last 11 meetings. Meanwhile, the Bengals are a terrible against the spread team, even with Joe Burrow at quarterback. 2-8 against the spread in their last 10 games as a home underdog. 1-4 against the spread in their last 5 games in Week 7. 0-5 against the spread in their last 5 games after allowing less than 90 yards rushing in their previous game, which is just a weird stat that I have, but I love the Browns.
Amy's other quarterback's Lamar Jackson.
Oh, hold on to Lamar Jackson. Yeah, trade Cam Newton. Trade Cam. Hold on to Herbert. Hold on to Lamar Jackson. Absolutely.
Yeah, I like Herbert. I guess I would. Well,
I trade Cam.
But no one's going to want to trade for Cam.
Take a look at, well, then trade Herbert.
I got a fun fact. Not only is this the Battle of Ohio, it's an inter-Ohio matchup. Ohio once was at war with Michigan.
And Ohio's for lovers, according to Hawthorne.
The Toledo War is also known as the Ohio-Michigan War. Mm. There was a poor geographical understanding of the Great Lakes. So in 1835 and 36, Ohio and Michigan went to war for the border.
Really?
Yes.
You know what? I actually did not know that, so I'm glad that we got you here.
Yes, they went to war.
Where are we going?
There were no winners since you still have to either live in Michigan or Ohio.
Yeah. Plus war, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
All right, the next game here is we take a look at your Week 9 picks and help my friend with her fantasy team, I guess. The next game that we have for you, I take the Browns.
Yeah, so we're on that one together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Texans host the Packers. We've been talking about this one all morning long here on The Fan. Texans are 1-5. Packers are 4-1.
Yeah.
I believe you last told me the line was at 3.5. I think you got to take that. I think you got to take the Packers there.
Dude, so the Packers off a loss. The last 10 games coming off a loss, 10-0 against the spread, including last season when they went into New York in that snow game and beat the living hell out of the New York football Giants. The Packers are 5-0 against the spread in their last five games after allowing more than 30 points in their previous game. They're 4-0 against the spread in their last four games after scoring less than 15. So when Aaron Rodgers has a clunker, he follows it up with a big game. Meanwhile, in Houston, the Texans 0-6 against the spread in their last six games as an underdog. So when they're favored, take them. When they're the dogs, 0-6 in their last six. Give me the Packers and give me the over. I don't care if that thing gets up to 70. There's going to be points scored in this game.
Fun fact for Houston and the Packers.
The Packers.
The Texans and Packers, last time they played, it was a snowy game in Lambeau.
Good one.
It was actually the last game that my late grandpa ever saw because he died later that week.
Jesus.
He was forgotten by America's healthcare system. He was a veteran, and they never knew what to do with him. Then he had a case of sepsis, and they just threw him in a old care home where everybody there was a vegetable. He was walking around just fine, but they didn't treat him because they misdiagnosed him, and he died too early.
Okay, well,
it's all true.
Rustin,
I should have. I don't know. It happened so fast. Yeah. We didn't know what was going on. No one would tell us anything.
I mean, okay. Gee, I'm sorry to hear that. Was it like recently?
It was 4 years ago.
Oh, four,
the last
oh,
game.
Yeah,
I watched.
Duh.
I watched the
you
game.
Said,
with
you just
him.
Said that. You said how insensitive am I?
The game with him and.
Well, I'm sorry, man. My grandpa's dead too, and then some guy won another game, and then he's the all-time winningest coach. So I feel you.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Horrendously rude. The Saints at 3-2 host the Panthers at 3-3. Jeez. The Teddy Bridgewater revenge game.
Yeah, that's what they're calling it, right? Which game are we doing? You just threw, like, you threw me off there. Carolina, New Orleans, right? God.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I already bet this one. I was a little nervous because, like, I thought Carolina's whole team had COVID. I don't think that they do. So the line is, it opened at 7.5 and it stays there at 7.5. Saints at home. Favored by a little bit over a touchdown in the hook. I'm all over Carolina in this game. The Panthers are 4-1 against the spread in their last five games against the Saints. They covered the spread in their last five against the Saints. 6-2 against the spread in their last eight October games. Meanwhile, the Saints, who everybody loves in Vegas, 2-4 against the spread only in their last six games. 2-6 against the spread. We always talk about, you know, the advantage that the Dome has, right? Well, they're 2-6 against the spread in their last eight home games are the Saints. Give me Carolina to cover the 7.5, maybe even to win that game outright. I'm going to sprinkle it on the money line, which you could get right now, plus 274, 100 to win $274.
Fun fact on the Panthers, their first season was in 1995 when my friend Tony was in fifth grade with me.
Okay.
Tony's alive and well, actually.
Okay.
He's
good.
A Panther fan. He became a Panther fan because of their colors and their jerseys.
Can't blame
and he's
him.
Been a Panther fan to this day, so much that he named one of his kids after
Panther.
Cam Newton.
Oh. So how was
my friend Tony?
How was he doing when they let Cam walk?
Oh, he's upset.
Is he a Bridgewater guy?
Yeah, you gotta root for Teddy Bridgewater, but he still roots for Cam.
I feel like Tony needs to have another kid to name Christian McCaffrey Tony friend.
Tony's already got four kids.
Okay, maybe he should sell one then instead.
Fun fact. I went to the zoo with Tony and his family.
Okay.
The weekend before
COVID.
The pandemic. It was the last thing I did.
Was the zoo.
And even at the zoo, I think of that now because I wore gloves And people are like, what are you wearing gloves for? But I'm just, there's millions
of
people.
Yeah. We didn't know.
The Jets at 0-6 host the Buffalo Bills. Oh, by the way, what was the line on Saints-Panthers? I was too busy mourning my grandpa.
Yeah, the Panthers are 7.5-point dogs on the road.
Wow. I will take that. I will take,
you take Carolina with me? Yeah, again, the Saints 2-6 in the last 8 even at home.
I will take the Panthers.
Let's do it.
The Jets at 0-6. The Bills are 4-2. Bills go to New York for this game. You got to think that Josh Allen is going to look at this as a get-right game. The line on this one, though, is pretty large, is it not?
Yeah, you know what? It opened up all the way at, let's see here. Well, it opened up, actually, the Bills only 1.5-point favorites. It jumped all the way to 13, and now it's at 12. So the Bills on the road are 12-point favorites. This is a game I want to touch with a 10-foot pole. It's one of the lone games I'm not betting this weekend. If I were to, I would go with the Bills because they're really good on field turf, which I know sounds really weird, but they're 5-1 against the spread in their last 6 games on field turf. They're 3-1-2 against the spread in their last 6 games after only putting up less than 150 passing yards. And as a favorite, they always cover. At least they have 6-2 against the spread in their last 8 games as a favorite. Meanwhile, the Jets are just atrocious. 0-6 against the spread in their last 6 games. 0-5 against the spread in their last 5 games following a straight-up loss, 0-5 against the spread in their last 5 games when they're the underdog, which is like every week. If I was to bet this game, I don't like to bet big numbers. I'd probably take the Bills, even on the road.
Well, they are starting Darnold, right? He's back because Flacco's brutal.
Flacco.
I guess I'll go with Buffalo.
Yeah.
Fun fact here is I am the Jets in my Madden franchise. I traded away Le'Veon Bell and Sam Darnold. I traded for Jamal Williams. He's my starting running back. And I start James Morgan, the quarterback there that is from Green Bay, went to FIU. He's a 60 in Madden. I've got him up to a 64.
Nice.
I'm 8-0 after 8 weeks on all Madden. I can't lose. I was even letting my son like crawl around me and press the buttons, and I was down 21-0 at halftime. I won the game 42-24. I'm too good at Madden. I cannot lose.
I'd beat you.
That's I'd like to play that.
Do you have Xbox or PlayStation?
I have PS4.
Damn it! I need PS4, but yeah. I sold my PS4, which is a weird it's a weird story.
Well, okay. The Titans and the Steelers is a big one. 5-0 are both of these teams. Yeah. Not the Tony Romo and Jim Nance game. They're gonna do Patriots Niners because of course they are. How are they not on the biggest game of the week? Titans and Steelers, both 5-0. It's in Tennessee. Who is favored? Horvath.
You know what? This one opened up where the Steelers were 1.5-point dogs. A lot of line movement already. So much that the Titans are now favored by a point. I played this game already. I bought a couple points, and I took the Steelers. I got them +3, which I love. It may be one of my favorite bets this weekend. If you look at it, the Steelers are 4-1 against the spread in their last 5 games overall. 4-0-1 against the spread in their last 5 games after scoring more than 30 points in their previous game. And as a favorite, the last 5 games, they're 4-1 against the spread. Meanwhile, the Titans are playing this one at home, but they're on a grass field. You would think they're at home. Home field advantage. Well, they're 2-5 against the spread in their last 7 games on grass. Speaking of grass,
very interesting. I am actually going to take the Steelers.
Me too.
You would think because I bash them at every turn, but I'm going to take the Steelers. Titans barely got by Houston last week. I think they're a good team. I just think that the Steelers right now are firing on all cylinders. Mm-hmm. I really try. I do fun facts. Horvath gives you all the notes. I give a fun fact on each game. I really try to come up with new ones each and every week. So I don't know if I've used this one yet. But a fun fact on this game is the Packers should have drafted Chase Claypool.
They should have.
Washington hosts Dallas.
Wait, I got a fun fact for this one. These teams actually should have played a couple weeks ago. But they didn't because we're in a pandemic.
We are.
Yeah.
We are in a pandemic, and it continues to rage, and Wisconsin is the worst state for it.
Yeah.
What else? Washington is 1-5. They host the Dallas Cowboys. This is another battle of the NFC least, as I say.
Good one.
I've got to think, well, I don't know who's favored. If I'm going to guess, Washington's like -1 or -2.
You know what? Last I saw, this game was a pick 'em. Let me pull it up real quick. Washington's favored by a point.
I guess I'm going to stick with Dallas, though.
I actually don't have any numbers, really, for this game. I'm not touching it. If I were, I'd go with Dallas. I think Washington at home, they are a pretty underrated defense. I like Chase Young. If he gets after Andy Dalton, he can make life a living hell for Dalton. But I feel like this is an overreaction, like Washington being favored even over Dalton with that offense. I know Dallas can't really stop anybody. I like the Cowboys if I was to bet this game on the road to cover the to win.
Fun fact on this one, Andy Dalton will be the quarterback once again. He has red hair, so he is referred to as a ginger, and I think I can still say that. It's about 7 or 8 months before we're not allowed to say that one. He's called a ginger because he has red hair. I have a red beard that does not make me a ginger because I do not have red hair. So I just wanted to clear that up as my fun fact. I will take Dallas. The Chiefs head to Denver. Drew Lock started last week, but Brandon McManus won that game. What did he have, 6 field goals a week ago? The Chiefs looking good against Buffalo. What are they favored here, 6 or 7?
The Chiefs are favored 9.5.
Interesting. Wow.
You gonna go Denver? What are you gonna do here? Denver's a tough place to play. You know, you guys hear about the altitude? Here, while you make your pick, I'll give you some numbers to help you maybe. So it's a big spread, but the Chiefs cover big spreads. In fact, they're 10-2-1 against the spread in their last 13 games as a big favorite. They're 13-3-1 against the spread in their last 17 games overall. So give me the Chiefs. Meanwhile, the Broncos 0-6 against the spread in their last 6 meetings against the Chiefs at home in Denver. So you think home field advantage hasn't been the case the last 6. And they're 1-8 against the spread in their last 9 meetings against the Chiefs. The Chiefs own them.
I'm going to take the Chiefs, I suppose, to cover. I know it's a big line, but
it's Patrick Mahomes.
I'll take the Chiefs. Fun fact on this one, they play in Denver. Now, Denver is referred to as the Mile High Stadium because it is a mile above sea level, and a mile is 5,280 feet. Now, in America, we go by our system. We don't use the metric system. It would be in meters, 1,609 meters. We will not use the metric system in America. We just won't do it, except for in one thing, referring to guns. 9mm.
Yep.
45.
Gotta pull out my 45.
So we don't do metric for anything except
guns. Yep.
Next game here as we continue to, these are fun facts, just fun facts.
Yeah.
For you, the Chargers host the Jaguars. Chargers are 1-4. Jags are 1-5. Line on this one.
The line on this one, the Chargers are favored at home. 7.5 points, which is a lot for the Chargers. Your friend Amy, her quarterback Justin Herbert, going against this Jags defense at home. You got any fun facts for us while I pull up these numbers?
I was hoping you would do the numbers first while I pulled up
the
fun facts.
I got them for you then. All right, 7.5 points is the spread. The Jags are atrocious, and they're trying to lose on purpose because they want Trevor Lawrence. Although, do they, or do they like the mustache? I don't know. All I can tell you is Jacksonville's 0-4 against the spread in their last 4 games following a straight-up loss. 0-4 against the spread in their last 4 games. Following a straight-up loss, and then 0-4 against the spread against a team with a losing record. The Chargers, meanwhile, 3-0-1 against the spread in their last 4 games in October, 4-1-1 against the spread in their last 6 games overall. So give me, if I'm betting this game, which I'm not, Chargers. Who's calling it this hour?
I will bet the Chargers as well. Fun fact on the Chargers, they used to play in San Diego.
San Diego, Superchargers.
That's all I got. Again, on short notice, I didn't know I'd be doing fun facts today. Well, I'll take the Chargers with you. I told Amy to stick with Herbert.
Yeah.
I'll back that up. Patriots at 2-3 host the Niners at 3-3. Jimmy Garoppolo returns to Foxborough. The Patriots, this is the first time they've been under 500 at this point in the season since, I think, 2002. Possibly could have saved that for a fun fact, but that was more straightforward and matter of fact. What is the line on this one?
It is actually the Patriots are favored by 2 points at home. Fun fact for you, last time the Patriots lost 3 straight regular season games was in 2002, 18 years ago.
Maybe that's the stat I was thinking of.
Isn't that crazy, though?
Yeah.
So I already played this game. This is a personal play. I did buy a couple points. At the time, it was I didn't have to. I guess I bought one. I'm playing the San Francisco 49ers, despite the fact that the numbers tell you to play the Patriots. It's a lot of points. I'm taking the Niners plus four, despite the fact they're 7-15 against the spread in their last 22 games in October. Meanwhile, the Patriots in October dominate. They're 42-17-2 against the spread in their last 61 October games.
I feel like New England wins this.
I think they do too, but I think they win it by a field goal. 4 points is a lot. I'm going to take the Niners on this one.
All right, I'll take New England then. I'll take them to win. I'll take them to win outright.
Okay.
I will take New England there. Fun fact, Cam Newton has been disqualified for any conversation among the all-time greats to play the position because one time he lost a Super Bowl and did not give the media the answers they required. The Vegas Raiders, Las Vegas Raiders, host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This game has been moved to the afternoon. It was supposed to be on Sunday night. It is on track to play. No positive test for the Raiders today regarding COVID. What is the line here?
The Buccaneers opened up as 3-point. Wow, I had to read this right. 3-point favorites. Now a lot of money coming in on Tampa Bay because the Raiders don't have an offensive line because they may all have COVID. So the Bucs are favored by 4. And I'm only bringing up COVID because possibly they... I'll give you my fun fact first, or my numbers, I guess, in this one. So we got Tampa Bay favored by 4 points after a big, big win against Green Bay where they clubbed them. My numbers on this, you know, nothing really stands out to me besides the fact that Tampa Bay is just the better team. So I'm just going to go with Tampa Bay. And I don't really have any numbers that are going to sway anybody here besides the fact that you saw what Tampa Bay just did to Green Bay. I think they do that to Las Vegas.
Fun fact, former Buccaneers coach Tony Dungy has never picked the Packers to win a game in his life.
Yeah.
The game that got moved from the afternoon to Sunday night, Seattle heads to Arizona. The Arizona Cardinals are 4-2, the Seahawks at 5-0. It'd be a good test for both teams, I think. Would the Cardinals be favored in this one?
In this one right now, no. Seattle's 3.5-point favorites. Oh,
3.5. Interesting. I think I'm going to take the Cardinals on that.
Yeah. We got Nick Costos who comes on for betting advice. He loves the Cardinals this weekend. So I love the Seattle Seahawks who are 4-1 against the spread in their last 5 games overall, 8-2-1 against the spread in their last 11 games in week 7, 13-4-1 against the spread in their last 18 road games. You say, well, hey. Cardinals are at home. 3.5-point dogs? Take the home team. Well, don't, because the Seattle Seahawks are 13-4-1 against the spread in their last 18 on the road. Meanwhile, I want to remind you that the Cardinals are 1-4 against the spread in their last 5 games in Week 7, 1-4 against the spread in their last 5 home games against teams with a winning record. 1-4 in their last 5 at home against teams with winning records, sir.
I am going to take the Cardinals. I stand by that. I talked about one of my grandpas earlier.
I do not bet against Russell Wilson.
I'm going to talk about my other grandpa. Fun fact here, my grandpa, my other late grandpa, used to go to Arizona a lot in the winters.
Because he's old.
Well, that's where we actually, as a family, it was my first trip there. I was a little boy. His 50th birthday was there. We all went out to Arizona, stayed in a couple of houses. So he loved Arizona. So one year for Christmas, I took all the Arizona Cardinal cards I had. They were the Phoenix Cardinals at the time, and I gifted them to my grandpa. The next year, he gifted them back to me because he did not like the gift.
You know what you should do is he still around?
My late grandpa.
Oh, you said late. I thought you meant, oh, my bad, dude. Jeez, I'm just not there today. I'm sorry. I was going to say you could take him to the sport.
You know who else is not there?
Who? Your grandpa. Yeah. I was going to say if he was around, or if you could get invent a time machine, you could take him because he was in Arizona, right?
Yeah.
You know what else is in Arizona? The Score House. Our sister station, 670 The Score, when they do spring training, they actually have a house, and Ron Coomer's there, and
yeah,
Danny Parkins, Dan Bernstein's probably there, so you could have took him to meet.
Well, that's what I regret the most, that my grandpa didn't live long enough to know about the Score House.
Yeah, like we're on the radio, but who cares? The Score in Chicago, that's the big stuff there.
That's
where do we go on?
Really kick me when I'm down.
Sorry, bud.
One more game. It's the Monday night game. It is the Bears hosting they're going on the road to take on the Rams, I should say. Rams 4-2. Bears 5-1. I don't think that when Monday Night Football had this game, they thought these teams would be this good, at least record-wise. The Rams are favorites, correct?
Yeah, by 5.5 points. Seems like a lot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to take?
I will take the Rams. I think the Rams getting back at home. Well, actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wait to live bet because I can tell within the first drive if the Rams are going to win or not based on Sean McVay's demeanor. Some games he looks like he knows he's the smartest person to ever have ever coached. Some games he looks petrified and scared.
Yeah.
It's very weird with Sean McVay. So I'll tell you how I feel about this one among the first drive. I tend to think he will look confident and they'll win this game.
I'm not going to bet this one. And I don't have any good trends, actually, or numbers. All I can tell you is that the Rams opened up a 6.5-point favorite, so there is some money coming in on the Chicago Bears to get it down to 5.5. I have to pick it for show purposes, so I guess I would take probably the Bears to cover 5.5 on the road. I don't think they win. I think it's maybe a field goal comes down to a field goal. God, who the hell's the Rams kicker? It ain't Greg the Leg anymore.
Sam Sloman.
You got any fun facts about him?
No, but I do about Monday Night Football. It's on Monday, which is derived from the Middle English word Monin Day, originally a translation of the Latin Dies Lunae, which means day of the moon. So Monday, you could actually say, is
the day of the moon.
Moon Day.
Really?
Yes. I don't know if you knew that before or not. Those are our picks and fun facts. We bring in now a walking fun fact. Paul Immig joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Our good buddy Paul Immig for another edition of Take Us Out to the Paul Game. It's how we wrap up the week. Paul Immig,
stopping
host
by.
Our round of trivia. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, and Evan Heffelfinger will have trivia. You guys can play along with us as we wrap up another fun week of shows. Paul, good morning.
What's up, Paul?
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Good. I was listening to you guys just before I came on, and you know how improv is yes and, right, Horvath?
Yeah.
It's called yes and.
You're supposed to say
the
yes
Horvath
and.
The Horvath method
there.
Is called, wait, what?
I'm actually cutting a podcast so I could go home.
Yeah.
As we speak.
Multitasker extraordinaire.
I have to drop my kid off in Illinois and pick up a bag that my
of
mom
groceries.
No, that, yeah, that my mom has of clothing for my wife.
Yes.
Yes.
Green leafy
Stop,
clothing.
What have we today, Paul?
We have five categories for trivia, guys. We have in order: Pro Football Focus, World Series, Houston Texans. We're gonna venture into, for the first time in a while, just a quick pop culture category. Sacha Baron Cohen is that category. And then Wisconsin Badgers football. So Pro Football Focus, World Series, Houston Texans, Sacha Baron Cohen, Wisconsin Badgers football. We are gonna go in reverse order of finish last week. That means Bart, you're first.
Oh,
followed
God.
By Evan, followed by defending champion, improv champion, Ryan Horvath.
Le champion!
I think I've only won this game one time legitimately since we started.
No, like,
in
seriously, yeah.
I'm feeling a last place finish today, though.
No, you're good, dude. I think you're going to win. I actually placed $100 on you.
Yeah.
I don't
like you should not have done that.
All right, what's first?
Just pay me $100.
First is Pro Football Focus, and Bart, we're going to start with you.
Dan Plucker.
We are looking.
Sam Monson.
We are looking for any player at any position who is ranked in the top three by Pro Football Focus at their respective position.
Oh, jeez.
So we have top three quarterbacks per Pro Football Focus, top three halfbacks, top three wide receivers, top three tight ends, top three every position that you can think of. It looks like they do not have kickers or punters populated yet, so rule those out.
How dare they?
Anybody else who is a top three Pro Football Focus rated player at their position, starting with Bart.
Oh, that's a great question. I'm going to go Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson at the quarterback position is number one rated quarterback.
Ooh, this is tough.
Evan Heffelfinger.
Very tough.
It is very tough. Jair Alexander.
Wow.
Jair Alexander is the number one rated cornerback by Pro Football Focus.
Wow.
That might be it for me.
Ryan Horvath.
All right. I'm going to go with Austin Eckler.
Austin Eckler, among halfbacks, is the number three rated running back.
He's been on IR for 3 weeks.
Ryan.
Look at you. That's big. Bart Winkler for two or minus two.
I'm going to say Aaron Donald.
Aaron Donald would be in the interior defensive line. And he is the number two rated interior defensive lineman in the NFL. Correct. Evan Heffelfinger.
Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry among running backs? I don't think so. He is not.
What?
In the top three.
Oh, that sucks.
Ryan Horvath.
Raheem Mostert.
Is the number one rated running back by Pro Football Focus.
So you mean to tell me that Raheem Mostert is having a better season than Derrick Henry?
He's been...
PFF, dog.
You know what's crazy?
Yeah, PFF.
Yeah, because Derrick Henry only averages like 3.5 yards per carry. I saw those guys ragging on him for it, actually. And Eddie George they were going after, too, saying like he was overrated. Next, they'll be telling me David Ortiz wasn't a Hall of Famer.
All he did was hit.
What about Ichiro?
Bart Winkler for three or minus three.
I mean, all those hits were in Japan, though.
I'm going to say George Kittle.
Damn it.
George Kittle, among tight ends, is incorrect.
Wow.
Minus three takes your score for the round back to zero. Horvat, three or minus three. Or, of course, you can punt. And that would end it. If you want to take a commanding 3-0 to minus one lead.
No, I'll go because offensive line, Corey Linsley.
Is the number one rated center in the NFL for 4 or -4. And by the way, by a lot. Linsley is ahead of everyone else by a lot. 4 or -4, Ryan?
Yeah. You know what? Let's go center. David Andrews.
Number three rated center by Pro Football Focus.
And then I got, are you going?
I'm out.
You're alone.
Oh, man. You know what? I'm going to punt. But I just want to know if he's up there. Is David Bakhtiari up there for tackles?
David Bakhtiari is the number two rated left tackle. Number one is the ageless wonder, Andrew Whitworth.
Is right. Marlon Humphrey on the list at corner?
Humphrey is not on the list. The other corners, number two, here's your trivia for you. It's not worth any points, but who completely changed the game on Sunday for Tampa Bay?
Jamel Dean?
Jamel Dean is the number two rated cornerback by Pro Football.
I almost did.
Now, Paul, can you run through every single position's top three for us?
And could you do it from Jason, 6 to 10 on Monday?
Jason Verrett for Sam. By the way, Aaron Rodgers, despite this past week, is still number two among quarterbacks.
What am I doing?
I don't know. All right, what's the score here? Take us out to the Paul game.
Tom Brady is three, and I just want to let you know, the sell-off of Minnesota Vikings, who are maybe going to destroy their roster, have two of the top three wide receivers. Justin Jefferson, still number one in the NFL among wide receivers. The guy that Bill O'Brien said he didn't need, DeAndre Hopkins, is number two, and then Adam Thielen, number three. I think those are some of the more interesting ones.
I'd call out Adam Thielen. Well, there, I can trade with you.
I had a buddy who told me to go with Derrick Henry, and I was like, no, that's wrong. It's Justin Jefferson. You should go with him and Aaron Rodgers.
Go with your buddy.
Probably Mark, huh?
Should have gone for it. So number two. So we end the first round with a lower score than usual. I knew it was a tough category.
Well, Horvath getting warmed up.
Horvath with 10, Bart with 0, Evan with minus 1. As we go into World Series, and we're going to be starting with Evan, then Horvath, then Bart. We are looking for, in these first two games of the 2020 World Series, any of the players who have at least one hit. Any Tampa Bay Devil Ray / Ray, or any Los Angeles Dodger with at least one hit so far in the 2020 World Series, which continues tonight.
Tonight!
Evan Heffelfinger.
I'm going to go with a bit of a deep cut. I'm going to go Cody Bellinger.
Cody Bellinger's a deep cut now, apparently. He is 1 for 7. That is a correct answer.
I'll go with Corey Seager.
Corey Seager, 2 for 6 is correct. Bart.
I'll go with Brandon Lau.
Brandon Lau is 2 for 9. Correct.
Did you say
Evan?
Did Ryan say Mookie?
No.
I'll go Mookie. I was writing down my answer.
Mookie Betts, 2 for 7 is correct.
All right, a hit in the World Series.
Who got a hit now?
Two games.
Who actually got a hit?
I know Mookie Betts stole some bags because I'm going to eat some tacos.
Next week, son.
Let's see here. So I said Corey Seager. Belly's been said. Mookie's been said. What about Justin Turner?
Justin Turner is 2 for 8.
My buddy.
Correct answer. Bart Winkler.
Kevin Kiermaier.
Kevin Kiermaier is correct. He's 2 for 7. Evan.
Randy Arozarena.
Good one. I love that.
Did you hear I think it was Jeff Passan's Macarena bit about Randy Arozarena?
No, and I'm glad I didn't.
That's correct. Nice. He's 1 for 6 in the World Series.
Oh man. I'll go with Max Muncy.
Max Money Muncy is 2 for 7 with 2 walks. That's correct.
He homered. Oh boy, 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 boy.
3 or -3, Bart Winkler.
Big stakes.
Big stakes.
It's like a 40-ounce porterhouse.
5.
Austin Barnes.
Austin Barnes, has he even played? He has played. He is 0 for 5.
All right. I was trying to think of my draft.
Draft is 0.
I'm trying to think of Rays, man. That's my team. Evan's up.
Evan, 4 or -4.
G-Man.
Oh, nice.
Welcome to the G-Man. He is 1 for 3.
I was trying to think of my DraftKings lineups, but I took a bunch of pitchers. I was trying to be contrarian.
I call myself Rays fan on Twitter, and I... Joey Wendell.
Joey Wendell is 2 for 7 with 3 ribbers. Evan, for 5 or -5.
Good song by Arrested Development about Joey Wendell called Mr. Wendell. You guys ever
heard
that
show?
Song?
Mr. I only know it as a TV show.
Mr. Wendell.
Whatever. I mean, it sounds terrible.
Yeah.
It's really not.
Who sung that? Was it Gob Bluth or was it Michael?
Oh, geez. All right. Go ahead.
How many are left, Paul?
Quite a few. At least 7, 8 more.
The band Arrested Development actually tried to sue the show Arrested Development.
And then when they lost, did they say, I've made a huge mistake?
I am everyday people.
Okay, Evan, go.
I'm punting. I don't have another one.
Punt. Or bot.
I got one. Will Smith getting jiggy with it.
Can we just talk more about Arrested Development, please?
Getting jiggy with it.
I can't for that. Will Smith is 2 for 9. Correct. Do you want any to go for any more?
I do.
Well, Evan, you can jump back in because you punted. You want back in?
Not yet.
Yeah, you know what, actually, I'm going to punt.
Well, that's the game, then. Chris Taylor, 3 for 7. Kike Hernandez, 1 for 3. Manuel Margot, 3 hits.
Right.
Yandy Diaz, 2 hits.
Yep.
Willie Adames, 1 for 6. Adames?
What
Mike Brusseau,
doing?
Austin
yeah,
Meadows.
I'm struggling, too, and I know exactly why, and this is going to have to change for next week.
Is it because it's 9:45 on a Friday?
No, it's because I didn't drink any alcohol last night. My brain's not as sharp. I'm more tired and lethargic on the days I don't drink.
He says that about 3 to 4 times a day that he doesn't drink.
It's very true.
Sina, what does your wife think about that?
Well, she likes it better when I don't.
She's like, your shows could suffer, son. Yeah. Husband, whatever.
All right, I got to come back here. Let's go.
We end the second category. Horvat, 25. Evan, 9. Bart, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 0.
Okay. Carry the 2. 0.
Carry Here's the 0. So number 3 is Houston Texans. Whether on offense or on defense this season, any Houston Texans player who has played more than 50% of their team's snaps.
Oh, God.
Whether on offense or on defense, any Houston Texans player to have played more than 50% of the offensive or defensive snaps, starting with Horvat.
Deshaun Watson.
Man.
Wow, good guess. That is correct.
I wanted to go out on a limb there, you know? I'm also predicting Alabama to win.
Will Fuller.
Will Fuller is correct. Evan.
David Johnson.
Just sneaks in, believe it or not, is correct.
I'll go with Brandon Cooks.
Brandon Cooks is correct.
Give me PJ Hall.
PJ Hall, 51.4% of the snaps is correct. Evan.
Laremy Tunsil.
Laremy Tunsil has played every snap at left tackle.
Zach Cunningham.
Zach Cunningham, who got cash money from Bill O'Brien, is correct. Bart.
Vernon Hargraves.
Correct. 77% of the snaps. Evan, three or minus three.
Whitney Merciless.
Whitney Merciless, correct. 70%. Horvat.
I'm trying to think of defense. Justin Reed.
Justin Reed, yes. All but like one snap. Bart, four or minus four.
Darren Fells.
You don't sound super confident. He's correct.
Oh, wow.
He is correct. 66%. Evan, four or minus four.
J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt is correct.
Oh, really? Wow.
Oops. He's played 87% of the snaps this year. 87 on the defensive line.
I'll go with Eric Murray.
Eric Murray, yes, 96%. Bart.
Brad Roby.
Bradley Roby, 97%.
This is Evan,
five or minus five?
Because yesterday I was faking, pretending to know the whole Houston's defense.
I know. I'm trying to think of who the hell was on this defense. I got one more, literally.
Evan, five or minus five?
Randall Cobb.
Randall Cobb is correct. 70% of the snaps. I don't know if you guys happen to play the overwhelmingly positive comments from Jair Alexander about Randall Cobb, but yes, he is a correct answer.
I'll go Tyrell Adams.
Tyrell Adams is a person I don't know. So hold on.
He's a linebacker, so you shouldn't, because you're a Packers fan. We don't believe that those exist.
Right. Fair enough. He's also incorrect. He's played 34%.
Jesus.
So that's a minus sixer for you. Bart, for six or minus six.
Zach Martin said?
Zach Martin was not said.
So I'll say him.
Do you have the first name correct?
It's not Zach Martin? The center?
Is it Nick Martin?
There was a Zach Martin, but wasn't he on the Cowboys?
Yeah, then I thought he went to Houston.
My buddy told me that.
They're starting. Let's just skip it. Nick Martin is the starting center. I'll go again, Bart.
Zach Martin's on the Cowboys, dude.
Oh. Oh, then I got it wrong. I thought he was on the Cowboys.
There is a Martin who starts at center, so I'm just going to call it a pass.
Oh, okay.
So
you're gonna... Yeah, then I'll punt.
Evan?
I think he dates Gina. Martin.
I got no more.
No more? Okay. All right. Not bad. Brandon Cooks, was he said? Titus Howard on the offensive line. Zach Fulton on the offensive line.
I
think you guys got the big ones. No, you said him too. Bernardrick McKinney was not said. But yeah,
yes.
Well done.
Household name.
All right. Yeah. Horvat, 34. Evan, 24. Bart, 15. 34, Horvat, 24. Evan, 15 for Bart. We're going to venture into a little bit of pop culture as soon as there's a movie coming out today, and that almost never happens anymore, the new Borat movie.
Can't wait.
So we're looking for any other project, any other movie, any other anything that Sacha Baron Cohen has been in. We're going to start with the lowest score first. Bart, that's you. What else has Sacha Baron Cohen been in?
He was on Jimmy Kimmel this week.
Does not count.
I am going to say Life in America.
What is that?
It was on HBO. It was like a 6-episode thing he did. And it was actually called Who is America? So it still counts.
Oh. Yes. I now I know what you're talking about, and that is correct. Evan.
And I'm out.
Talladega Nights.
And now I'm really out.
Talladega Nights, of course. Yes, Horvat.
The Ali G, yo's chicken all's his with my main man, Newt Gingrich. I'm a big fan.
I loved the Ali G show back in the
day.
He
was so good. The one where he has the virgin, the porn star, and he does the round table. Just everybody go home and just YouTube that. It's so good. Yo's chicken.
I is here with none other than my main man. All right, Bart.
Newt Gingrich.
Bart, are you out?
Bart, are you here?
Yeah, I don't know what else he's been in.
Bruno.
Yes, Bruno.
Oh, yeah, Bruno, yeah.
Damn it.
Or what?
He's in The Spy.
In The Spy. Couldn't really get through it. I tried. Bart, you can jump back in if you want. Otherwise, Evan.
Oh, yeah. He's in the new Chicago 7 movie.
He is in the new The Trial of the Chicago 7 movie. I'll give it to you.
Yeah, good.
Evan.
Anchorman 2.
He is in Anchorman 2 as a rival anchor.
He's in the fight scene.
Yeah. And his voice is in Madagascar, if that counts, too.
It does count. He's Julian.
That's right.
Bart? Yeah, having a kid finally pays off for me, eh?
No, I got nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
Evan.
Madagascar 2.
Ah!
No.
The Dictator.
The Dictator is correct. Look at you.
Yeah. He,
Horvath.
So, Eastbound and Down, he did some episodes.
Did he really?
I want to say
yes,
he did.
Yes, he was in one episode. Good for you.
I love that show. They say Kenny
that's
Powers
inside,
is a woman.
That's inside baseball, pun intended.
I love that show.
Evan.
You went to rehab? Yeah, hurt my nose.
I don't know if I'm going to have another one. I'm punting.
Horvat?
Yeah, actually I do. He was in, Hugo, Scorsese.
Was he in Hugo?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in Hugo.
Because I remember, when he was in, I always just saw him as L.E.G., and then he became, like, a legitimate actor and married, what's her name, and I was just like,
Isla Fisher.
Yeah, I was like, this guy's, like, a real human? Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Anything
else?
Hot Rod.
He was in Les Mis.
He was in Les Mis.
You guys said Anchorman. You guys said Talladega, Ricky Bobby. I that's all I could think of.
I am coming
for
you.
Oh, wait, I got one more. The Simpsons. His voice.
Yeah, you're cheating. You are cheating.
Is Sam back there?
Yeah, Sam's sitting right here.
Okay.
Sam, is IMDb up?
I just told you I'm a huge fan. I could literally label all.
You and Paul connect prior.
Sam, you
this is ridiculous.
Sam, what do I got pulled
he
up?
Was,
check the
he
internet
was in,
history.
He was, let's be clear, he was in a 2010 episode of The Simpsons where he voiced Jacob in an episode called The Greatest Story Ever. Don't! That's literally
you,
what it's called.
I told you I'm a huge fan. Like, literally, he got me through college.
Okay.
Holly G.
Anything else?
There's always a reason for everything.
I'm literally doing the podcast. I was doing the podcast. I want to go home.
Well, there is a minimize button on the computer for the
Yeah, you got one of those fake, like, March Madness. Your boss is coming, looking at your screens.
I'm pretty sure you could scroll through the history here. I used to do it with Chuck all the time.
Well, yeah.
Anything else?
No, that's all I got.
Okay.
Because if I do get one right, I'm cheating.
You missed maybe his best performance, and I'm not biased at all. He was in Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street with Johnny Depp.
And he has a good voice, too, yeah.
He has a very good voice. Well done. Horvath is a super fan. Also, The Brothers Grimsby was a movie from 4 years ago that
I never saw that, actually.
Seen.
That one I didn't see.
People forget.
All right, people forget. Back to sports, you guys. Sports. Horvath, 58. Evan, 34. Bart, 18. Our final category. We are looking for, as the Wisconsin Badgers released their depth chart this past week. And I will tell you, I looked through this list, and as a college football just huge fan, I knew only one name on this list. We are looking for any person on the Badgers depth chart listed as a starter. Anybody on the Badgers depth chart released 5 days ago who is listed as a starter.
God.
A starter on the Badgers depth chart, starting with Bart.
Well, wait, we were told they don't have starters by Ben Wargle yet. He doesn't even know, and he covers the team.
The depth chart, the official depth chart. You gotta tell Wargle, just read me the depth chart, Ben. Just read me the depth chart.
God.
Mertz is correct. Evan.
Kendrick Pryor.
Sure. No, I don't. yes, that's correct.
I'll go with Garrett Groschek then.
Oh, Garrett Groschek. Yes.
Everyone's favorite.
Correct. Bart.
Danny Davis.
Danny Davis. Yes. The other starting wide receiver, of course.
I might be out.
Evan.
Jake Ferguson.
Damn it.
Jake Ferguson, the starting tight end. Orvat?
Oh, Ferguson, man. God, I do know one more because I just brought up Cole Van Larsen.
Cole Van Larsen, you say? Yes, starting or Van Lannen?
Oh, is that what it is? Whatever.
Maybe. Yep, you got it. Bart, for three or minus three.
The fullback Stokey.
Mason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mason Stokey.
Yeah.
Evan.
Man.
John Dietzen. The guard.
Johnny D.
Dietzen Watson? It's a family thing. You guys remember that or no?
No, you keep doing like your own drops over there. I don't know. I haven't understood anything.
That's
you
a
said
station.
Since
that was Rami, Gary, Dietz, and Watson. It's a family thing.
Oh.
Just like piled.
You're doing drops. I haven't understood anything you've said in a half hour.
John Dietzen is correct. Horvat.
I'm going to pass. I'm going to punt.
Bart.
Jack Sanborn.
Nice.
Oh, Jackie. Yeah. Starting inside linebacker.
Oh, I got it. Actually, I want to jump back in if I can.
Evan.
Jack Cohn is starting the year on the injured list. Does that count?
Does not count.
But I'm down by a lot. Can you give me some points? Nope. And then I'm going to punt.
I'll jump back in with one. Scotty Nelson. Scott Nelson.
Yes. He's listed as an or at strong safety. It might be Scott Nelson or some other guy.
It's going to be Nelson.
So what we're saying is Scotty doesn't know.
Scotty doesn't know if he's going to start.
All right, I don't know first names anymore, but Wild Goose.
That is correct.
Isn't that a vodka?
That is correct. Wild Goose is correct. Evan.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out too.
Congrats on the win.
Bart. Okay, here we go. Bart 33, Evan 40, Horvat 64. Bart, if you could like clean house the rest of the way, you're going to win. You got any more Badgers number one starting rated depth chart players?
Loudermilk.
That's correct.
Wait, I thought you were just throwing out words.
I love how he just throws out.
Isaiah Loudermilk.
Did we say Leo Chenal yet?
No.
No, I don't believe we did.
I think we missed that one.
That's correct. Bart, I think like maybe two or three more.
Does Colin Larsh count?
He does count as
You're
the number
cheating.
One listed
if you
kicker.
Talk about cheating, there's no way you know.
Go take a look at the
He's
screen.
He's the kicker.
Bart, you need two more.
I just can't remember who the hell's gone and who's back. Because, I mean, you know.
Paul Christ.
does not count.
He is the starting head coach.
That's all I got. No, I'm done.
Wait, Bart. About, hey, just go on the private chat. What about Andy Vujinovic, the punter?
All right, thanks, Paul.
Jesus, 9:58. We got to hurry up.
Andy Lee.
Incorrect. Horvat wins.
That's two in a row, baby.
Cue the music.
That's another one for Ryan Horvat. The station's black sheep wins again. Don't want to get in trouble. So just going to leave it at that today.
Yeah, let's end this week on a positive note. Paul, appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, Paul.
You got it. Bart, you took second, though. Evan, finish last.
I did call it.
Yeah.
He placed a wager in Vegas that he was going to finish last, I bet.
Good job.
Let's go, Evan.
Go football. Bye, guys.
All right.
Bye, Paul.
That's Paul Emick.
Arrested Development?
As Mr. Wendell, I can't believe you guys don't know this.
I do.
You said you didn't.
They performed at halftime of a Bucks game I covered.
I just remember Tennessee. And everyday people.
Means a snack to me, but it feeds a big deal to you.
Oh, yeah, hit it.
Be served with God only. Know that when you do, beautiful heaven awaits. Has to pull my rope for the first time. I saw a man with no clothes, no money, no plate. Mr. Wendell, that's his name. No one ever knew his name because he's a no one. Enjoy the game tonight. Where are you watching it? Are you tailgating? We'll be back on Monday. Now that I know him, the giver money is a charity. He gives me some knowledge. I'm buying some shoes. And I think the blacks spend all their money on